The Heath Mulligan Project started as a glimpse into the daily life of a family dealing with a terminal illness. Each of our lives is a gift from God, a project to work on and improve. Once you discover your purpose and your passion, the possibilities are endless. Are you ready to get started on your project?
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Heath Mulligan Project. So good to have you. It is whatever day this is, Tuesday, April the 4th, and we're recording on the run, on the road today. What I want to talk about is just some changes, some internal changes that have happened within me over the last year, 6-7 months, and how that's helping me kind of achieve some goals. So this morning I hit a milestone because as of this morning, I've lost a little over 20 pounds in this calendar year. I was working out right before New Year's, but New Year's started working out, and every month I've worked out a little bit more, really getting my diet tuned in. And here's the thing. Every year since 2019, I've lost 20 pounds. Every year. 2019, fall of 2019, lost 20 pounds. Somehow between the fall and Valentine's Day of 2020, Valentine's Day 2020, I was the heaviest I'd ever been. I was 260 pounds. 2020, pandemic hits. I had plenty of time. Got down to about 221, 222. Put it back on in 2021. And it's just been a yo-yo. All the way back to where, like I said, January 1st, weighed in 250. This morning, I weighed in 229.6. So, what's been the deal? There comes a point, and this can be playing an instrument, it could be athletic competition, it could be losing weight, it could be anything you're trying to achieve, any goal you've set. There comes a point where you have to focus on the process over your progress. Because there are going to be days, there are going to be weeks, I know, where I get on the scale, and let's say my goal was to lose a pound that week. That is my goal. My goal is to lose a pound a week, because that's a reasonable goal. In the past, I was trying to lose 2 pounds a week, and if I lost 1.7 pounds, I'd get discouraged. And that's what would happen. I would get so focused on my progress that any time I wasn't making the progress that I thought I should be making, which was almost always unrealistic, I would put these unrealistic progress goals in my head, and when I did not meet those goals, I would get discouraged and I would give up. But something happened over the last 6-7 months where I have truly learned to focus on each day. That today, I've got to do these things. And if I do these things today, and I do these things tomorrow, and I do these things daily and consistently, eventually, I'm going to meet that goal. I typically weigh in on Mondays. And I weighed in yesterday, but I got home from my workout this morning, and I thought, man, I'm getting undressed, and I wear a hoodie when I work out because I just want to sweat as much as possible. And also, I'm going to be honest, you guys know me. I'm one of the biggest extroverts ever, except when I go to the gym in the morning. When I go to the gym in the morning, I put that hood up. I put my headphones in. I am there to work. Now, I'm friendly. I smile at people, wave at people. I speak if I'm spoken to. But I am there. I'm on a mission. I'm determined. I crank the music up and I go. And I got home this morning and I started taking my hoodie off and I had a long sleeve t-shirt under it. And I was like, holy cow, dude, I sweat today. And I said, man, I'm going to weigh myself. And I know that's kind of cheating. I know that's kind of cheating to weigh after a workout. But hey, I did what I had to do. And in the past, when I would get down to about this weight, I'd get down to about 230. And I'd feel good about myself, and I'd have a cheat meal or something. But then, over the last 4 years, I've had a variety of injuries and ailments, and I just get sidetracked. And I would get depressed. And when I get depressed, if you're around me, like I'm still a pretty happy guy, I just feel like poop all the time. I don't want to get out of bed. I don't feel like working out. And something's changed inside me. And what I see happening is I see God doing this work in my life. I see God renewing my mind. I see God renewing my body. I see God renewing my attitude. And day by day, as I dig more into God's Word, as I dig deeper into my relationship with Him, as I have faced just some literally unspeakable things over the last several months, he has done something inside of me. And that internal change that's happened is showing through on the outside. I would say one of the biggest differences, I would say a couple of things. I would say just this deep reliance on God to bless the work that I'm doing. Not just my vocational work, but like, hey God, I'm going to go in here and I'm going to work out hard, but I need you to bless that. I need you to bless my efforts. I need you to bless my health efforts. I need you to help my knee to work. I'm going to do all the things that science says to do. I'm gonna get my protein when I need to. I'm gonna stretch. I'm gonna do all the things that to do this in a healthy way. But Lord, I need you to bless my efforts. And there's this deeper and deeper reliance on Him that I am not doing this in my own strength. And there's also this the way that I view food now has totally changed. And I haven't had fast food, I haven't had what I would call unhealthy fast food since January 1st. You know, in the times when, a couple of times where I was traveling and I had to eat, something quick or something through the drive-thru, I tried to get grilled nuggets or tried to get something from Subway. I've tried to avoid French fries. I've tried to avoid all these. I've tried to avoid, all those things because I view them. I've tried to, when I'm eating in the cafeteria at work, I try to fill my plate up with vegetables. I try to get, good colors on my plate. I try to eat good proteins. And it's just because God, I've talked about this multiple times. I'm an anxious eater. And the Lord has helped me so significantly with my anxiety that that's where I've really seen a difference. Are there still times where, man, the other night I was craving chocolate. I had had some you know, a little chips and salsa. I was craving some chocolate. And I was just like, you know what? I'm good. I don't need to go buy some chocolate. I'm good. So I'm starting to see internal and external process, external progress, because I'm focused more on the process. I think that that's so true in our faith. You know, if we're trying to grow in the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, a lot of times those are not things that you see a big difference in day to day. Like, I, you know, if you looked at my life, you couldn't tell if I love more today than I did yesterday, right? But from year to year, from month to month, I can see where, you know, I'm becoming more patient. And I'm going to tell you, here's something. This is a hard truth. This is a very hard truth. You know that you are growing in patience. In patience, not impatient. You're growing in patience when the Lord puts more things on you that require even more patience. I posted this on Facebook last night. You know, if I'm going to a theme park or somewhere, airport, anywhere with food, drive through, and I got to wait in a line, I'm good. I'm pretty patient there. Whether it's, you know, a 10-minute wait or a 15-minute wait, or, you know, in you know, at a theme park, sometimes it's an hour and a half wait to get to a ride, and I'm good with that, man. I can deal with that. And now I'm in situations where, you know, when you're talking about, you know, my end goal is to lose about 70 pounds, so I'm about a third of the way there. And that, so it's, if I sit here and I think, oh man, it's going to be December, it's going to be January, it's going to be another 9 or 10 months before I reach my goal, that gets overwhelming to me. Because I can't control what happens 9 or 10 months from now. But there are things that I can control today. And when you change your focus, when you focus on the long-term progress, sometimes that causes you to focus on a lot of things that are completely out of your control. And you get worried and you get anxious. But when you focus on the day-to-day, now I'm not saying you don't have long-term goals. The farmer's long-term goal is to yield a harvest. But a farmer doesn't control the rain. He doesn't control the weather. He doesn't control the quality of the soil. The farmer does not control the harvest. He just does everything he knows to do in order to produce a harvest. He finds good seed. He finds good soil. He does all that. He plants it properly. But in the end, it's totally out of his control. So the farmer has to focus on the process. Is this the best field? Is this the best soil? Is this the best seed? Did we plant it well? Did we plant it effectively? That's all you can do. And what we'll learn sometimes in life is there are systems in place. I think another major change that's happened in my life has been, and I've talked about this before, it's, you know, it's been almost a month or maybe over a month since I gave up coffee. And I've literally maybe had 3 cups of coffee. There were a couple of Sundays I had a cup of coffee. And last night was the first night that I woke up in the middle of the night and just kind of woke up and was wide awake. And I thought the alarm was getting ready to go off, but it was about 2:30. And I just kind of woke up and got on my phone for a little bit, which I know is like the worst thing to do, and then went back to sleep. But ever since I gave up coffee, I've been getting up so much more consistently. It's like when it's time to get up, I get up, and I don't lay around in the bed. And I feel like I'm getting much better sleep. I'm getting much better rest. And if you've done any kind of study, and you cannot lose weight, you cannot get healthy if you're not getting really good sleep. And so if you're somebody, I mean, my goal is to get off my CPAP machine. That's my goal. My goal is to lose enough weight where I can get off my CPAP machine where, you know, I'm not snoring like a beast anymore. And so I'm excited about that. But I know it's a process. It's a day-to-day. It's hanging in there. It's perseverance. It's perseverance. And that's the one thing I haven't had these last 4 years. I've been really good. And about right now, 2 or 3 months in, is when I've hit the wall. And I recognize that. And it's time to kick down that wall. And it's time to break through. It's trying to push through. It's time to persevere. It's just time to keep going. It's time to not settle. It's time to make sure. I need to do daily checks on my anxiety, daily checks on my mental health, daily checks on how my body's holding up. I mean, I would say definitely February and March, man, I've put my body through it. I just went to, last Thursday, I went to 2-a-days, where, you know, work out in the morning, a little bit of cardio, weight lifting 6 days a week. And now the goal is to go, the goal every day is to burn 750 calories in exercise. So I do 500 in the morning, and then I'm trying to find another time in the day. I'm very fortunate to live half a mile from the gym. I've also, you know, working to get my house set up where I'll have my treadmill and my bike, and I'll be able to work out at home some if I need to remove kind of, if it's, you know, if the weather's bad and I don't feel like going out, man, I can get on my bike at home. But I'm trying to burn 250 calories sometime between, you know, 4 and 10 o'clock at night. And how's my body holding up? How's my mind holding up? And, you know, I can honestly say there have been very few days in the last 30. They say it takes 60 days to really make a habit, and I'm there. I'm definitely there. So what I would say to you today is don't get overwhelmed by focusing on your progress. Break down that progress. Break that down into bite-sized steps and focus on the process. Focus on today. You're trying to write a book. You can't write a book in a day. But today, you can write 500 words. I'm preaching to the choir right now. You can write 100 words. You can write 50 words. I saw an interview where Stephen King said he just writes 6 pages a day. And that mug is prolific. He's prolific as a writer. He's just 6 pages a day. And, you know, Jerry Seinfeld talks about he just writes one joke a day. And he just writes something that may not be good, but he keeps this string going of writing jokes. And every day, you know, that's his job. So what's your process going to be? What are you going to focus on? And it's that journey where we'll really grow, we'll really discover who we are, where we get our hands dirty, and really where we meet the Lord every single day. And one of the things that gets me up is I know, man, I'm going to read four chapters of the Bible today. I'm going to listen to four chapters of the Bible today. And I do that on the treadmill first thing in the morning. And so for me, it's like, I've got to read the Bible today, not out of duty, out of devotion, out of love. I got to get on this treadmill. It's a game changer. So I'm just grateful, man. I'm grateful for everything the Lord's doing in my life. And I know that He wants to do something incredible in your life too. And just hang in there. Keep going. Keep working. Keep having faith. And if you stay consistent and you persevere, the Lord will do a work in your life. He may not, you know, you may not get everything you hope for, but you'll get everything He has for you, and that's more than enough. That's more than enough. So God bless all of you. Hope you have a great day. And we'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Heath Mulliken Project. Make sure to add, subscribe, and download the podcast. And leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. You can also join the community by liking the Heath Mulliken Project Facebook page and joining the Facebook group for encouragement and insight.